Hey, what's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to ATI, the Car Shipping Business Channel. My name is Jay. It's Thursday. It's noon Central Time. That means it's time for Dispatching Live Load Board Search Advice. Calling on behalf of carriers, dealing with the frustration of you think you're booking a load and you are in for a long story. You're chasing your tail. It's driving you crazy. The weather's making you crazy, etc. Right? I know. I paint a negative picture. It's Dispatching Live. Do me a favor. Let's spread a little sunshine. And please leave a like. You can click share, click copy. You can grab that YouTube link. It's right below. Share it with somebody that you think needs to hear this stuff. Share it with somebody that you know is learning. Maybe there's an executive in a corner office that doesn't understand why it's not cheap, fast, etc. It's more complicated than it seems. Don't know why, but please do jump in the live chat. Say hello. What's up, Travis? Murphy Auto Transport Services is here too. And you can watch live. You can watch on demand. It's a 90-minute show. We have stuff to talk about. How about technology? The technology to connect shippers to carriers keeps on coming. I think it's more in the freight area, but auto transport is a sister industry of freight in the eyes of, you know, shipping magnates. And so we're going to look at some of that. We're also going to talk about some of the problems that persist in this industry and maybe will persist forever until we're all just robots and stuff. I don't know. There's at least one investment company now watching this channel, wondering, you know, are we on to something? That's kind of cool too. So cheers to you guys. And you know, I stand up for carriers. I say this all the time. I know that I'm not sitting in a truck, so some people just don't believe it. But I actually talk about the pain of carriers when I talk to executives. And we're shedding light on that. Let's shed some light on the pain. It's just not easy. It's expensive. It's overly complicated. And I got some neat images for you to talk about that stuff. David's here, Danny's here, Carlos is here. Do me a favor, please do, guys. Seriously. Help me cut through. I don't know. Oh, Sideshow's here. What's up? I know Ty's gonna be walking around somewhere in the hallways. But dude, I mean it. Share the show. It helps get the word out. Because what we're seeing is, we see new people on Tuesday nights now, and they're liking it. And that's great. I am hauling shredded car seats. Right. There you go. That sums it up. I'm hauling shredded car seats. That is a perfect segue into, you know her. You love her. She's our friend. And she's here to help. Sue, Murphy Auto Transport Services. Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can see your screen. I'm excited. It's Thursday. It's all Dispatching right. Live.
Awesome.
It's the only only day a week I get to wear a referee shirt.
Well, no, you could wear it anytime you wanted if you want. People might ask questions, but you know, hey.
Nobody asks questions on Thursdays when I, right? Is it a thing?
True. True. Know. Very true.
So what's going, what are we doing? Yeah, so, what's happening?
Let's look at how many loads are on the board. We've got 42,305. Last week we had 48,369. So we're down about 5,000 loads. I think it's going to jump back up because once again, we're getting weather, as everybody knows, it's across the Midwest again. And not going to hit Tennessee this time. And in fact, I don't think it's even hitting, Cincy or Columbus. It's way up higher than that. But it's weird is it's hitting us again and we're right on the border of Missouri and Arkansas. And it's just odd that we keep getting this, and I think we're getting ice again right now. Are you getting anything? I don't think you're even supposed to get anything, are you?
Well, we've got snow. We've got powder, but we didn't get the ice layer underneath the powder, which I know there's lots of commuters out there that are really disappointed because I know how much people love to make car commercials in the morning on their way to work. So that's unfortunate. Vistaga says that you might be AI. This is a really interesting theory. Somewhere between the referee shirt and that you're AI. What is going on around here?
It's because he wants me to get a cardboard cutout. I'm trying to get internet is what I'm trying
exactly.
to do.
Oh my gosh.
So that we can actually get on there.
That's so awesome, man.
That is my plan. So.
I love it.
So what do we want to talk about? Hey, by the way, here's a funny story.
Okay,
so I always like to tell you guys when big brokers haul for me. So United Road is hauling a load for me to the port. That's number one, which I think is hilarious. And then I keep getting calls from Rat. Well, now guess who is wanting to do a meeting? Let me see. What are they wanting to talk about? I'll tell you again for their Mannheim research thing. And I signed up for it for next week on Wednesday. So it's called Central Dispatch Feedback Session with the Central Dispatch Research Team. Should be interesting. Can't wait to tell you guys what happens on Thursday, because you know I just let them have it. So I'm going to tell them that their load board is still screwed up and none of us want to use it. So it's supposed to be an hour-long feedback session. So we'll see what goes down.
P.S. Don't bring Jay.
I was going to ask you, but I knew you were going to tell me no.
You know, at this point, I think where we're at, listen, it's no secret. I mean, let's just be real. Because being real is, I mean, the only thing we have left in this world. Let's just be real. And that is that everybody knows about this channel now. They know what we do here, which is be real. All right. And I don't get email invites. I pass people in hallways at trade shows. Nobody wants to talk to me about this stuff, and that's fine. Okay, I'm not going to badmouth anybody. Let's all just be professionals and agree to disagree. I'm surprised they still reach out to you, which it gives me hope. So if you are the peace broker. Perfect. And actually, I have the same conversations with Ty. Ty and I have these same conversations, although Ty gets more wound up than I do. But there are some people that won't talk to some people, but will talk to others as a connection to that person. And you're my connection. Yeah. And I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful. So keep on. But the funny thing is, and this is probably why I'm not invited, because I don't believe anything will happen. I think it's all just, I don't know, I don't really understand the purpose. Actually, I don't. Because nothing ever changes.
And I agree with you.
Right?
Because how many have I done of these so far and gave them, they always say how great it is to talk to me because I'm on this side of it and I'm also the broker side of it and I give them so much information, but nothing ever changes. I mean, it's fun for me to be able to sit there and go, this isn't right, this isn't right, this isn't right, to really poke at them and hope that something will change. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's kind of funny that they haven't made us start using the new load board because obviously they know none of us like it. We cannot be the only ones complaining about this. I really hope everybody else is too because it's horrible. Every time I put a new dispatcher to explain to him how to work this board, they go to that, and I'm like, skip over it. He's like, yeah, it's too hard. I'm like, yeah, it is. It doesn't even work right. It doesn't look right even when you're trying to do it. So I get it. So we'll see what happens next Wednesday, and then I will report on Thursday.
Look at this. Tommy says they're down to 1 week for new signups. If that's true.
Really?
I mean, can we get a little bit of love over here?
Know.
I mean, come on.
I just talked to somebody today, and they said they were already 3 weeks out already. And still hadn't heard back from them, and I told them to harass the shit out of them and get signed up.
Send in your song lyrics.
So I don't know.
Because they love it.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know why they choose whoever to get signed up faster than the other ones. It doesn't make any sense to me.
But here's what's cool. See this, and this is one of the funny things about the way the universe works is that. Things don't change. It's all the squeaky wheel and all that. I'm not going to throw out a bunch of fancy slogans. But we are the squeaky wheel. Maybe the first of its kind. Because there's been those one-off videos. But, you know, forget about it. But this is every freaking Thursday now. And
yeah,
it's being talked about. And at some point, you got to make a decision. Because it's not just, who cares? So these YouTube,
right,
whatever. The thing is,
yeah,
and we're going to talk about this later today, is these technology companies are breathing down their necks. You take Truck Stop, DAT, Convoy. We got some new ones up in here. Man, if you are Central and DHL and you're sitting on the Ferris wheel and you just keep going around and around and around, eventually you're going to start looking around going, oh my God, we have been ignoring the competition. You can do that for as long as you want. And if you don't believe me, don't take it from me, look at what happened to Tesla and the Big Three. The Big Three are now pretending that Tesla didn't start this. Well, they did. When it comes to EV, I know, nobody likes EV. But when it comes to EV, Tesla said, EV's going to happen, and we're going to show you how to do it. And look what Ford and GM and all the... Everybody's now like, oh, yeah, yeah, no. We have EV. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, that's what's going to happen here, Central. So just go ahead and keep on doing the new look dance. Okay? We need to come up with a dance. Right? Let's come up with... the new look dance, everybody. When you sign up for the new look, we also want you to dance and send in your TikToks. Okay. That was absolutely ridiculous.
So, did you see this? Alina, we're going to get to your look search here, but I have a... Tommy, you sent three folks all in our week. What are you doing? And tell Sideshow. He's the one I talked to earlier. That he's 3 weeks out. Tell him what you're doing to get signed up faster, because we all need to know.
Yeah, exactly. okay, so that was me. I talked to you earlier, Sue. My name is Rashad. Right. Now, I think Rashad recently signed up as an ATI insider. And now that I said that, outsider. Okay. Let's just move on. Okay, I'll tell you what. Do you have a search for us? We do want to continue.
Do.
Yeah. Oh, you do? You have a search?
Okay. Yeah, Alina wants us to look at a New Orleans for a two-car anywhere.
Oh, perfect.
And I, first thing that came up, Alina, of course, is actual delivery in Brownsville, Alabama. But Brownsville is along your route. That Lincoln Navigator for Montway is actually a really good load. We'll have to find something else to go with it. And I know she has to keep it under a certain weight limit, so she's going to want to look up the weight limit on that Navigator. I'm going to guess, say, 5,500, something like that. But that's a good load. She has a two-car, so of course we've got to try to keep him in the dollar per car mile range, but I don't know if everybody knows. That's been really difficult lately with the two-car, and on top of it, he has a really low weight limit for his two-car, so we can't take big stuff, like big vans or anything like that. So let's kind of look through this here.
And it's, you know what's really interesting about the two-car search is that...
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, the only thing you can count on in this world is change. Traditionally, we've said, you know, we don't like looking for smaller trailers, but I think it's going to be a constantly growing thing, given final mile and, like, you know, everything we're seeing with flatbed car haulers, Carvana, Vroom, etc. I think we're going to get more two-car requests as we continue to move forward into the future. I think we're gonna have to get used to it. And in fact, not only are we gonna have to get used to it, but here's a secret: if you're on the Ferris wheel doing nothing, why don't you start to cater to the two car? I don't even move cars. I don't have a dog in this fight. But if somebody out there would develop a technology that caters to the final mile market of the two cars and the one cars, whoa.
Yeah.
But you know,
that would be it. Yeah.
It was just a fleeting thought.
I'm looking through here. I like that one too. These aren't bad, Alina, right here either. I'm gonna go through and click on stuff that I think look good, and then we'll go kind of look and see if they really are any good. How's that?
Tommy, you are absolutely 100% correct. You should always charge more for vehicles you have to winch on. Absolutely. And for people that don't, well, no wonder there's cheap freight.
Yeah, I had one of my dispatchers ask me, why did we not go to Florida? And I said, because it's cheap, cheap, cheap. And he said, why? And I said, well, it's because there are transporters out there that take those cheap loads. So then the brokers think that they can keep listing them that way because they're moving. And until we change that scenario, it's always going to be like that. You have cheap loads in Florida. You have cheap loads in Houston, Texas. Dallas has been kind of rough lately, too. And I don't, you know, I don't do the West Coast because California is usually pretty cheap. Arizona is pretty cheap. So that's why we kind of run the Midwest. But I don't know if everybody always gets that. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. No, this is a tough subject. If you haven't already noticed that we mix negativity and comedy constantly, because it's really there's so many frustrating factors that you have to have a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Florida is cheap, 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 and yes, brokers and dealers have come to expect that as a benchmark. I know there's stuff said in other places that's not true, but that's just talk. The money, check the rates. Go up to a dealer and tell them that you need more money. Go up to a Florida dealer. Well, I know. What's he going to say, Sue?
Usually what they say is, well, that's what I do every single time. Or they say that's what's on Central Dispatch. It's one of the two.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And it's such an easy thing. And you can you refute that? What's not true about that statement?
Not really.
It's a true statement. It's true.
It is a true statement.
They can literally walk you up to Central right there and go, okay, I can move it. I can move it for 27 cents a mile right now if I click this button.
Yep.
How do you refute that?
True.
That's really hard.
Yeah, exactly.
To work against. Yeah. And hey,
okay.
When you're simply a load board, who cares?
True. That too. All right. Alina, this is what I'm going to show you right now. There's some great loads going up in to either Louisville or Cincinnati. I would probably do either this Louisville. I will tell you, Arbonnel is horrible for getting a hold of.
Oh,
and
geez.
It may already be gone.
Okay, yeah.
A lot of times he doesn't remove them.
I'm going to keep it to
myself. Don't count on that unless you get that first, yeah.
In fact,
so
just uncheck that load. You're better off.
But this one right here, Bowling Green and Fairplay are near each other. That would work. You could go all the way to Cincinnati. That ends up being, let me see what it is for mileage. I like Cincinnati just because you're going to get really killer loads out of there. Fair Play, though, and Bowling Green are only 78 miles apart. They end up like this, so you can see them. So you'd end up over here, but I doubt you're going to find loads in this area, so that would be the thing for me. Now, I know that her driver is kind of slow, so if we take the load that takes us all the way to, say, Cincinnati, that might take him 2 days. So I know she doesn't want to do that because she's going to lose money on that run. Let me find my page again. This one? Is it this one? Nope. There we go. Nope. New Orleans. I'm looking for New Orleans. Where did it go? I think I lost my page. Hold on.
I'm just going to address Ox Transit. This is the negativity comedy part. I love the idea. Ox says, I wonder if in this information age, we can start a union, have enough Florida carriers agree not to take freight for less than 65 cents per mile. So I love the idea. And it's not impossible. But we're at such a place where it's highly unlikely. I don't know how we'd put our arms around all of the Florida transport. And this is why these culture wars and social angst that we have, I mean, You can barely go to the mailbox without getting in an argument with someone else in society. So to try to put your arms around Florida carriers and do that, I have no idea, man. I'm totally baffled.
She wants me to look at the ones going to San Antonio. I'm going to look really quick, but I will say you're going to make more money if you can get them into Kentucky or Cincinnati, Louisville, something like that. San Antonio's been really dry lately. So it looks like you got a Baton Rouge to San Antonio, a Chevy Suburban, and then you have ACI, or you can do these two. Yeah. Okay, so obviously you're only going to make, what, $8.85 for the day, though? That other run was more money going to Kentucky. So keep that in mind when you're looking at them. Also, wasn't there – somebody asked a question, too. He was asking – he's in Illinois and is wondering if this is a good place for car hauling year-round. Where at in Illinois are you, Sideshow? Okay. I'm reading something.
Oh, Odelia, yeah, is looking for carriers. She's a dispatcher in Massachusetts. I think Odelia emailed me, and so that's so cool. You know, we really do. We really appreciate everybody kind of tuning in. No matter what vertical you're from, no matter if you think you're in competition, you know, here's newsflash. All of the carriers that think they're competitors, they're sub-haulers for each other, too. What are you going to do? So, cool. Thanks for tuning in. Ty was talking to a guy yesterday, and the guy's like, he's on the phone with Ty. He's like, listen, man, I signed up as an ATI insider, but what do you want? Ty was like, well, I want you to succeed in trucking. The guy's like, yeah, okay. What do you want? I want you to succeed, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that. What do you want? Hey, Tommy, thank you, man. Thank you. Well, this is why we get a little frustrated. I get frustrated because I feel like I'm beating my head against a wall, and I don't even know why. Why do I do it? I don't know. I really don't know. That's why I know I must, because I don't know why. I can't figure it out anymore.
Can we, Odelia, are you dispatching local people or just are they going out on the road for you? Out of curiosity, I had a guy call me from Massachusetts the other day.
Yeah,
and
great question.
He wanted to do local and I don't do local. And if you are looking for local, I'll send them your way.
And as you know, Odelia, when we talk, this is another thing. I've gotten flack from drivers, carriers, etc. No matter, when you look at the map, different areas of the map have different standards of cents per mile. Northeast, way higher than the Midwest. So when you hear me say 60 cents a mile, take it. I'm not talking about Connecticut. I'm probably talking about Oklahoma City.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Because Connecticut, Massachusetts, all those stuff should be close to a dollar a mile, especially during this time of the year, because you're dealing with so much weather. And on top of it, traffic is a nightmare up there. So,
dude.
I know one guy that used to run from Connecticut to New Jersey, and even after he left New Jersey, and I think it's only like, it's not that far, right? Like, it was a 50 or 100 mile stretch. He would sit there for hours just back-to-back traffic. So if you're running something like that, you got to get paid that kind of money. Otherwise, what's the point?
Okay, this is funny. I'm just going to read it because it's funny. Although, okay. I just have to use like blankety blank because I'll get canceled in 2040. Somebody will make a greatest hits video of me in 2040. So I'll say there's no such thing as a blankety blank gas tank. That's just funny. That's just funny stuff, man. And you'll notice I don't even mention company
everywhere
names.
And local.
I know about the greatest hits videotape stuff. There's going to be a robot in 2050 that's making videos of all of us. So everything you type. Jay Sings at least wants a show. That's why we're Uber canceled.
So, if you want to send me an email, I'll send you this guy's information because I believe he was based out of Massachusetts or Connecticut. but he did want to run local, and I don't do that. My email is murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com. And then you can give him a call and talk to him.
Odelia, everywhere and local. There you go. That's the way to be. Yeah, yep. Everywhere and local. Nice. I'm telling you, that put that on your website. Dispatching everywhere.
I don't do local. It's just too much work for local, so I just really stay away from it.
But
I will have no problem giving you anybody that does that if you want.
Yeah, well, and so it's a niche, and over time you'll learn if you want to keep it going or not. But could be an interesting experience. And this is where Ty will tell you, hey, if you really want to up your game on your spare time, whenever that is, middle of the night. Drive around a dealership, say hello, but that is, I don't know a dispatcher that has time to do that, honestly. Do you?
No.
Right? Huh. God, you
I'm
can barely.
I'm lucky if I lead a go-to appointment tomorrow exactly. for one thing or something.
You barely finish your breakfast.
If I do leave, I get 50 million phone calls or texts the whole time, and I'm like, I'm trying to get stuff done. That, you know, it's hard for me to go too, so, and forget vacation. So
yeah, are we still searching, or I'm gonna go to like newsy stuff?
I finished searching. Let's go newsy stuff.
All right,
I told Alina what I thought she should probably do. So yeah, I don't see anybody else that's asking us to search. So.
All right, perfect. I love that. All right, cool. So if you're just joining now, welcome to Dispatching Live. We're already 30 minutes in. That's crazy. We got an hour left. We're gonna fill it. A week ago, we had dispatch fear mongering, where we dismantled phrase by phrase a ridiculous blog article about dispatch fear mongering. Those are my words.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing, and I'm right. So that's nice. So if you want to go back and watch dispatch fear mongering, the show, if you missed it and you need a good laugh. Dispatch fear mongering. Here's the link in the live chat. So thank you so much. Tuesday night we had jobs in car shipping. That was a very interesting show. I'm gonna put the link to that show in the live chat too. It's not that if you're working, you don't need this show, but if you want to know somebody that there's really a lot of jobs out there, man. I mean, everything is available. So this is brilliant. So there's the link in the live chat. And for example, some of the positions: sales, dispatch, customer service, accounting, driveway. I mean, everything from office to car haul. It's all on the table right now. We do have, you can send me your carrier, load, route. Send me a map. Send me whatever you want. Be a carrier on the move. There's Fast Eddie Transport with his tractor. And I'll update it too. This is from a couple weeks ago. It applies again today. There's John. This is his latest move. John just sent me this the other day. LAI Auto Transport on the move. David at Two Bears. Full load. Looking good. And, oh, we got a new one. Yeah, Ty met Schiebner Trucking.
I've been texting that.
I think it was Friday. So there we go. Schiebner Trucking is now on the move. If if you're not already subscribed, you can screenshot this, send it to a friend. This is the Auto Transport Intel YouTube channel QR code. How about that? And it works. We do the top 12 load boards. It's now in the description on every Dispatching Live. If you have questions about it, let us know. It's the new top 12 auto transport load boards. And if you want to know more about it, Sue's got lists, broker requirements. Here's a vehicle again with the on the marketing. Did you get this one too, Sue? Carlos
isn't
sent
that
me
the
this.
One I sent to you?
Oh, you sent me this? I thought. Well, this is
well,
a
I sent
new
you
one.
Like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
this is a totally different one.
And so here's my question:
the actual one,
or is it the same one?
Or it's is the it... same one.
Oh, it's
the
same
one.
The one
I got. Was that it was free for 30 days. It's not the same ad. It's a little different, but it's the same company, same everything.
Right. That's why. Man, they're really ramping up the marketing, aren't they?
Yeah, they wanted to make some money off of that.
Right? Man, we got to do something with this. We've been on this Ferris wheel a while. Here's a question. There was we did this What Makes Brokering So Hard show a while ago. It did all right, I guess. Hey, Jay, great video. Trying to get into this on the broker side, and I'm looking for training. It is interesting that, see, this to me, this is one of the problems. The only thing you can get for free is videos of escalators and jets and people, like, swimming in money. And, yeah, like, I would like to help. How can we help conquer this? Because it's no secret. There's several places that you can start with broker training, but you can't get much info until you pay. No. And can we get a little more info before we pay? What can we do to help, Sue?
Well, I mean, I talk about it quite a bit. All the things you've got to do, got to have, and stuff like that. I'm not sure. I mean, we know that, was it Relo, is that who charges like $1,900 to sign up for her program? I'm not sure all what she offers or how she helps exactly, but you know, you have to have an MC number. You've got to have your broker bond. Getting a brokering is not cheap, is the way I would put it, because you have to buy leads unless you just are a salesperson from hell and you can go out there and get all your accounts, but you're going to get local accounts unless you're traveling the world. So you got to buy some leads, and leads are expensive, and they're sold to multiple companies, and it's rated like how much, you know, like if you buy something that's given out to 10 people, it's this much per lead. If it's this, you know, it goes, it's a tier kind of thing. And from what I've heard, in fact, I think we had someone on the show last week that said he bought a bunch of leads, or maybe it was on Tuesday night, and it wasn't the girl's fault that bought the leads, but none of the leads turned out. And
yeah,
so you got to also
that.
Figure like, so say you spend $1,000 on leads and you don't convert any of them, or you only convert a couple and you're only getting $100 off of each one, where does that go? You're just going to keep going down the rabbit hole of money. So it is a hard business to get into, and there's so many brokers out there. I mean, there's a lot.
Oh my gosh.
And there's a lot that have been in the business for a long time, and then there's a lot that are new, like, you know, people want to get into it, and they're I don't know if they're failing or not, but I guarantee you that at least 50% fail because of the expenses of it and not knowing what they're doing. You know what I mean? I don't know if what she's selling helps anybody or not. You could read the reviews. I talked to one girl that had talked to the lady. She didn't like her. She thought it was fishy. She didn't want to do it, and she wasn't going to pay $1,900 for it. But that's one person's opinion. So, I mean, I'm sure there's other programs on here. If you go to YouTube, I'm sure there's a butt ton of people that want to take your money and teach you how to be a broker, but I don't know if it will help anybody. It, like I said, it's hard to get into, and it's hard to get income flowing. It's not going to happen right away. It's going to take you several months before you see a positive for money-wise, don't you think? I mean, I know I don't buy my leads. I've just done this over the years of collecting people and them calling me, and then one person hands my name to the next person, that kind of thing. But that's not my main business. I wouldn't be able to eat off of that if that's all I did.
Well,
does that make sense?
it does. The thing is, this is where, I mean, I really stare into the abyss when I look at some of these. Like, does the world, how about this? Let's do it this way. Does the world need another real estate agent?
No.
How about another travel agent?
Yeah.
How about another stockbroker? I mean, and you know, what makes you think that you can walk past a sign in a hotel at an airport and that's it? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. That's how I'm going to get rich tomorrow. I mean, and I find it very unfortunate that there's this belief that you can just jump right in.
Yeah.
And just start making money hand over fist. Brokering is, I mean, let's think about it, dude. Come on. You are at the whim of your average first-time shipper that thinks they know everything they need to know. And they understand you, your business, you know, can think of them all as eyeball managers that are, they understand the whole universe the moment they talk to you. And they've already talked to a few other people too. So they're trying to get the cheapest rate, the fastest. They want you to promise them that you'll take care of their baby for nothing. Wow, right. Dude. Whoa. No, man. No. So anyways, okay. All right. Yeah, that was definitely the abyss, Jay. Kathy says, I don't need a fancy CRM. I do all my own work. I don't buy leads. I don't have employees. I want something clean and simple. She's upset about JTracker. Bats is too complicated, a really crappy CRM anyway. I want to be able to post to Central from the CRM. I want the CRM to hold over 10 years of my business history. Currently, I'm warehousing my information with another CRM that doesn't work. I'm very busy all day. I don't have time to try and enter my information into the crappy CRM. Can you help me? I mean, Kathy sums it up. And that's another thing about the Ferris wheel. You know, every show I cling on to some analogy and I never really use it again. And that would be the Ferris wheel. Maybe that's the name of today's show, the Ferris wheel. I mean, number one, why again? Can someone please tell me why in December of 2021, one of the largest, smartest, greatest companies in auto transport told everyone to pack up their stuff and move it to the end of the sidewalk, and in 30 days it would all be over. I don't know why they did it. And I'm using all pronouns here because I'm definitely not going to have this read back to me in a courtroom. But it happened, and everybody's trying to figure out what to do. Kathy's email says it all. What is she supposed to do? Thanks, guys. I just want some software that works the way the other software worked before you shut off the lights. Oh, by the way, Jay, nobody cares. Next. Hey, what is this? You were talking, what is this, Sue? Auto-A-Stat?
Oh, yeah. So, this is funny because I got this from a transporter that texted me for a load and they wanted the IAA pictures. And I said, once it's paid for, you know, you can't access them any longer. Well, they gave me this information. I thank them very much because it will do as long if you have the VIN number. This all pertains to Copart and IAA. So you can either put in the lot, stock number, VIN number, whatever, and it will show you pictures of that vehicle now. So you can see if it runs and drives or if it's missing a wheel or it's cut in half or something fun like that. But anyways, it actually works. And wow. It's fabulous. I wish they'd given this to us years ago. I wish I'd known about it, but it's great. It really is, and so, I really appreciate it, getting it from the carrier.
I want to ask, who created this? So it's IAA and Copart.
Yeah, so it's not IAA.
Who created this?
I'm not sure.
And why?
Who created it? Yeah, exactly, but right? Thank you very much. I don't know. Yeah, it's fabulous.
So, are you saying
ever since they gave it to us,
all dispatchers should use? So you go to Auto A-Stat. You can type in any current or past VIN or lot number. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
That's insane.
I don't know about that. We didn't go that far. We just were doing the loads that we had because of it, and yeah, it worked just perfect.
It seems so helpful.
We all hate getting IA cars, and then you call them, and they're like, oh, yeah, it runs and drives, and you know they are always lying to you at IA because they just don't care. And so this way you can actually see it and say, oh, okay, so I can take it, you know, or whatever. So it's fabulous. In fact,
wow.
If we want to test it, we
that
can
is
test
amazing.
It. In fact, I've got
well, the problem is, I hate to test things live. The reason everything is a screenshot is because I don't want to ever get sensitive information of a load right now on the screen.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, Sideshow says,
well,
I just got
car. Does that
a
matter?
Little birdie just told Sideshow that if you have your insurance agent send in a certificate of insurance to Central, it can speed things up for you. That assumes you can get the insurance agent on the phone. Hey, thanks for coming.
Usually when you sign up, that's one of the requirements is for them to send in a cert.
I was going to say, so, but I like that. Listen, ultimately, Sideshow, I love the idea. Let's keep the ideas flowing.
Yeah.
Because we got to figure out a way to chip away everything. At the ice. I don't know. what else we got here? Oh, okay. So I was talking about technologies. This is hallwith.us. Check this out. Hallwith.us. I'm going to share the link. Okay. Now, I don't think this is for auto transport because, frankly, nothing ever is. Right?
Right.
I mean, auto transport. No. But I guess if you have a CDL, you can go in here. It's kind of like an Uber for CDL drivers, which I know has its downsides. But it's interesting because here's what's interesting about it. Here's hallwith.us, which is Hall. Ty just found this one today, loadsmart.com. Same thing. And look at the way it's being catered. Logistics solutions for shippers, right? Because it brings us back to the shipper. It's the shipper that needs education and reality. Tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead. Give me that mug. Change my mind. Shippers need education and reality, which is the last thing they want to be told. And that's what's interesting about, like, the Super Bowl commercials with Vroom and Carvana. Those commercials center around the fact that the shipper knows everything and everybody else is wrong. Again, change my mind. And the shippers aren't watching this show, so nobody cares on that one either. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Right? Shippers aren't watching this show. We get one occasionally. And I'll email them back and try to give them education and reality. You know what happens? No reply. Truck stop. We've heard of truck stop, but again, that's general freight. So it's interesting. Something is happening. Which brings me back to the, I will say, Central DHL. There was a press release some time ago where they were going to, you know, fix the galaxy. And we're still waiting. I don't know when that was. I don't know what the fix is. I don't know. And
which reminds me.
Nobody cares. Yeah.
So, you know how I've been telling you that Ready keeps calling me to move their loads or get quotes for me?
Yeah.
Their phone number is coming over as DHL.
Oh, snap. See? Okay, so at least they got the phone lines hooked up. That's usually, apparently. You know, when you start a business, what's step one? Get the phone hooked up. Number two,
it's
I think
took them 2 years. Right?
You know what? I think they're waiting on the cable guy now.
Internet guy.
This came in right after the show Tuesday night, and then it was deleted. But luckily, I got a screenshot. I will trade you my job in car shipping for your job, Jay. I closed 3 deals today. This is exactly, if you want to know what we just talked about brokers and how hard it is, here you go. I think this is a broker. I closed 3 deals today and it wasn't worth it. I'm the effing sales guy. I'm the logistics dispatcher. Copart app BS. And CD doubling, having to dispatch your simple loads, I really don't think it's worth it. That's what it should say on the front page of if you're thinking about getting into brokering, this should be the front page. Not escalators and jets. And I'm going to keep railing against those rich people montages because it's absolutely ridiculous to post that with a straight face. That would be like, welcome to Auto Transport Intel. So, Sue, how much money do you have today? Oh, you know, that'd be so stupid. The views would probably go through the roof, too.
Can we throw cash around, roll around in it?
Yeah, roll around in cash,
that's
Sue.
That's the one that you usually get into.
Yeah. But, I mean, this says it all. And you know what says it all? Is it was removed after it was posted. Because whoever posted it realized, oh my God, I'm speaking the truth. You know, like some people are probably like, I hate this channel because I start saying the truth and it gets me in a lot of trouble. You can't say the truth. in 2022? Come on. That's why it's Welcome to Auto Transport. Grab a mask and jump right in. Man, this, I got to write down the Ferris wheel. That is, it just keeps going. It's, I don't know when it'll ever stop. Tell me I'm wrong. What else we, oh, hey, we're Simply All Outboard. Now, I didn't even, this is an actual email. Is that right? Oh, she's doing, she's busy. She's doing work.
Sorry, go ahead.
Is this, Sue, Sue, here we go. Let's do the, because this is official.
Simply Load Board?
This is official business. All right, here we go.
Are you there? Click
out. Sue, is this an actual email?
Yeah, actually came to me. Yes.
We are Simply a Load Board. Oh my gosh.
So basically, kiss off.
Are you kidding me? Have a great day.
So, you know how I tell you I turn in people all the time to Central Transporters listing cars?
Yeah.
I've done it like three or four times in just the last couple of days. Do you think I've heard anything from them? Not one iota of anything, because I'm like, you say that transporters are not allowed to list cars on your board. Obviously, you're wrong. Why does this keep happening? That's what I keep sending to them. They'll probably eventually kick me off.
I think, oh, it was the dispatcher. That's the problem. I think I've got the, the dispatch swindler. Have you seen this on Hulu or whatever? The, what is it? The TikTok swindler? The, the Tindler Swindler. Tindler? Okay. All right. A little bit of background. Have you guys heard of the Tinder Swindler? It's a show. It's on Hulu. This is a picture. That's the Tinder Swindler. But they they adopted it for transport. Broker, you have a team for this load, correct? Dispatcher, yes, it's true. Team, two drivers in the truck. One of the comments said, and the thing is, the reason it may not make total sense is this is a freight response.
Take that three back to Houston.
Did you hear she whispered, take that three pack to Houston. She's working.
I did. I had a owner call me the other day.
Yeah.
And he got a call from a team. A husband and wife team, non-CDL team, that said they do it all the time. I said, well, they may do it all the time, but it's not legal. You have to have a sleeper berth, and I don't know what the rules are for non-CDL ones, but I know that's not legal. And he goes, it didn't sound right to me either. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. I don't know if they were trying to swindle them or what they were trying to do, but that does not work. So, sorry, that just brought up the whole team thing.
Oh, good. Well, that's good context. I mean, and you know, here's another. This is a freight meme. To me, this meme's true if you work for a mega carrier. Okay.
Right.
Because you're the trucker in the seat. You are meat in the seat, as they say. And the dispatcher tells you what to do. The owner tells the dispatcher what to do. And the broker's got a gun on everybody. Hey, this is America. We love guns. This should be extremely hilarious. Okay. Well, the thing is, see, the reason there are videos of escalators and jet pilots and brokers all drinking champagne and eating caviar is because when you get to the top and you have the building where you just make stuff up, champagne is being sprayed over the cubicles every time you post another actual pickup, actual delivery. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Why post the truth when you can do whatever you want? Which brings us back into grab a mask and jump right in. Heck, grab champagne and some goggles. This is Auto Transport. Here we go. This one's for you, Sue. New meme.
Okay. Let's see it.
when carriers illegally post loads, aren't you part of the problem?
Oh my. Did you want a picture of me instead?
Actually, no, this is a meme. She's called Side Eye Chloe. Yes, I had to do some research. She's actually a meme. She's in lots of memes. If you Google Side Eye Chloe, you'll see a lot of these.
Really?
But we now have our own for auto transport, wow. Specifically addressing who, Sue?
I would say that it has to do with Central Dispatch.
Well, you could come up with a new thing, like it rhymes with Mentral Mismatch? I don't know. It's going to be a fun... When is your meeting? Next week?
You know, we should have a competition, okay, with everybody on here. Come up with a new name for CD, and then we'll start using that on the show. Whichever one's the best, we'll pick. How's that?
I really like that idea because... I'm out of pronouns, and yeah, I've done number one load board dumpster buffet. We really need an agreed upon.
Preface this and say it can't have a cuss word in it. Okay.
There we go. Yeah, it has to be clean. It has to be something that, yeah, it has to be something that anybody could say at any time. And we all know, and it's maybe it should be real corporate too, like super corporate, like, you know, Sunshine Band or I don't know, Sunshine Holdings. There we go. Sunshine Holdings. It sounds like a business, right? Makes you think there's greatness inside. Sunshine Holdings.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's a toilet of greatness.
Gotta be something like that. Oh.
Toilet of greatness.
Oh, that should lead someone somewhere right there with the toilet part.
Toilet of greatness. Oh my God, that is the TOG, the toilet of greatness. You know, it's like, okay. I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to get canceled. This got sent in. This is funny.
Look at this. This is so funny.
This is real. This is somewhere. I think it's a dealership, right? This is at a dealership.
But let's see. It says Mannheim and Backlot. ACV Backlot Mannheim. Backlot. Interesting. Wow. Okay.
I know, right?
That's kind of crazy. It's kind of cool, though, if you realize they got ACV on there and Backlot on there. That tells you how big they are.
Oh my, exactly. Oh yeah, no, this is like inside information. And Backlot's owned by Cars Arrive. And those are Backlot, look, those are Mannheim buckets.
Notice they don't have anything for like ready on there.
Well, Mannheim probably spent the money to get them really into it, but then they realize over time, Mannheim's not the only game in town. Uh-oh. Now what are they going to do on the Ferris wheel? The Ferris wheel people, the mail slot people, we've tried it all. Yeah, this is awesome.
Interesting, to say the least. The tie
it really
guy?
Is. I'm not going to say who sent it, but this was just sent in today. Dude, send in the news, folks. Well, I think we got something.
I love this kind of stuff.
I do not think. You will not find. You just won't find any other channel with this much random, real, relevant information. You won't.
Yeah.
No, and that's why I've seen, you know, I say it on Tuesday nights and I've been told, you know, maybe not say it so much, but I'm going to say it again. That's why our views are being repressed. This is not, for some people, this channel needs to stop. Absolutely. This needs to stop. This isn't supposed to be happening.
Right now,
somebody's hanging on their desk. This isn't supposed to be happening. Oh, man, it's crazy. Okay, what's going on here, Sue? I've used bill.com. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
We still haven't got a hold of them. Why in the world for us to get paid from bill.com that you would need our most recent bank statement? I'm not going to give you that. And articles of incorporation, why do they need that to get paid?
I thought it was weird, too.
I mean,
I don't know. And,
or a driver's license. You don't need that either. All you need is, you know, actually, they don't need any of that.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be like, so let me get this straight. It'd be like if Cash App or PayPal.
Did you ever get hold of bill.com about all that bullshit?
It'd be like if Cash App or PayPal needed, like, letters of intent, utility bills, right? To sign, just to get paid through their platform. I actually don't know
It says even, do not share your credit card or social security number. Well, what does it matter? I'm giving you my bank statement.
You have my, passport? This is wild, dude. What
it
else?
It is crazy. And they canceled my payment for this company because we didn't give them this information. Well, I'm not going to give you this information.
Yeah. Articles of incorporation or articles. You know, I tell you what, honestly, I had a company. They wouldn't give me a media pass because I couldn't provide, like, names of reporters and past blogs and all this crap. I'm like, no, you've created a hurdle just to stop me.
Yeah.
That's what this is, right? Allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly.
What was weird is we were told it was already paid or getting paid that day. And the next thing I know, after that, we get this notice. And I mean, bill.com doesn't even have anything to do with what we do. This broker used this company.
It's just
to pay
a payment. It's just a payment platform, right?
Yeah.
I have no dog in this fight, but I seriously do not understand what the problem is here. I don't get it.
And of course, they haven't answered us still.
Dude, the articles of incorporation is crazy.
Yeah.
Now, for sole proprietors, business license and EIN. Business license, not all businesses have a business license.
No. Most sole proprietors don't even have a business license.
What are they?
I mean, they'd have, and by EIN certificate, they're wanting the SS-4 form, I believe, is what they're wanting when you sign up to get your EIN, which they also don't need. All they need is a W-9, but I don't know why Bill, why would they want this? Because who's going to 1099 you is not Bill.com.
No kidding.
It's going to be the broker.
This is whacked, dude. And it kind of scared, when I see super uber red tape like this, it scares me a little. Because it's like, wow, man.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Golly.
I would never use Bill.com just from getting this.
Somebody's just trying to get paid. Why the gazpacho, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
See what I did there? Okay. So we got this coming up in a few minutes, so we'll do Larry here in a few minutes. Hey, Vance, CD cockamamie. cockamamie.
Distrusted.
cockamamie distrusted. That's funny. That is really funny. Hey, what's up, kicking up dust? It's great to have you guys here with us today. Hey, if you're here, do me a favor. Please do leave a like. Thank you so much. That helps. And you can share this, you know? That helps too. Share it, man. Put it on Facebook. Do me a favor. Will somebody please put a link to this on Facebook? Put it on Instagram. Make a TikTok, you know, of yourself with me in the background going crazy. Hey, I'm watching Dispatching Live. Click here, you know? Anything really helps. Thank you so much. I've had Square in the past cancel my business account. Cancel my account. Oh. Really? Square cancel? Man, we live in a weird world. What's up, Joe at Car Shipper? We really do. It's just bananas. And it is going to get weirder. I mean, the news is crazy. It's bananas. And this industry is going to get weird. I think we've been kind of coasting along decades at a time, but this now, we're about to get really weird. What does Jay mean? I was talking to somebody about like Car Bravo. See, executives, they talk about Car Bravo, Blue Oval Advantage, Car Lots, Car Gurus, Vroom, Carvana. That's what they're thinking about. But we're down here. We're down here at the bottom of the dumpster. We're just trying to get from one city to another without going broke. So the disparity between the two is insane. Oh, nobody cares? Oh, okay. All right, well then, let's do it. It's time. I mean, really. Let's do it. Hey, everybody, it is now time for America's favorite game, Are You a Car Shipping Guru? We're going to play Ask Larry. You know, every Tuesday night we get five new questions. And then on Thursdays we're going to do the questions again with the answers. I've already got my answers. My answers are already locked in. Which means, once again, I didn't win. I never win. But here we go. Are you guys ready? Question one. According to the website, Manheim has 115 locations. Roughly how many employees? 1,000, 5,000, 13,000, or 18,000 employees? I'm way off. Look at Ox Transit says they asked for his dispatcher's driver's license to pay a carrier. I believe that. This one's for you, Ox. I believe that.
Oh, yeah. I've had that. People do that, too. Or their social security number, and I refuse to do it.
Incredible. Incredible. But, hey, we're all in this together. Ding.
Oh, whoops. Okay, we're supposed to answer, huh?
Oh, yeah, right. We're in the middle of it. It's like being in the middle of a... We're in the middle of a midterm Scantron, and there's a guy telling jokes outside in the hallway.
I'm going to say 13,000.
Yeah, see, I think that was kind of the consensus. I said five. See, but I was thinking about... I'm going to tell you why I said five. I said five because Ty and I know that there is a company whose name may or may not be on the screen that wants to get rid of people in favor of robotic electronic transactions. Now, that's could be hearsay, or it could actually be the messaging going on lately. That's why I went with less people. But I think you're probably right. I think it's more. Plus, we know that a lot more companies are, they have over half their company is overpaid executives, and then the other half is extremely overworked, underpaid, you know. Cockamamie distrusted. Okay, answer is... Oh my gosh!
Oh, it's 18.
See?
Wow. That's crazy. Oh my gosh.
The question is, how many are overpaid upper-level executives? Okay. Question two. Here we go. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2017 Toyota Prius from Detroit, Michigan to Salt Lake City, Utah? $550, $690, $870, $1090. Right. Okay, you know I didn't go that high. It's a Prius. Which is what they say when you call when you call and say we need $1090, they go, it's a Prius.
Yes, you don't need anything.
Yeah, you don't need any more. Right? Exactly. Because we've got 18,000 people that we have to overpay. Of course we don't have money for that. Tell me I'm wrong. Oh, Chris says, what about the part-timers? Yeah, no kidding. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. What's the answer? You say 1090. I say 870. Ready? Oh, my gosh. Thank God. I don't mind being wrong on this stuff. That's fine. Fine with that. Absolutely fine with that. Okay. Well, good. So are you, wait, are you, but you said 13,000 on Manheim, didn't you? She's going to ignore 13. Me?
No, I answered you.
Oh.
Did you not hear me?
Okay, here we go. Question three. Which of the following was included on the top companies for women to work for in transportation list for 2021 by Women in Trucking? Is it Carvana, Manheim, Truckstop, or Copart? Now, I got my answer from, like, advertising. So, I'll ask it this way. Which one of these companies do you think advertises that it's for women?
None? You think that's what they do?
Well, I'm going by things I've seen on TV and social media.
I get offered jobs from Copart, like, on a regular basis. I get emails and calls all the time.
Really?
I don't know why.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay. What do you guys think in the live chat? We definitely want to hear, what do you think? What do you think? Which company?
Carvana.
See, I went with Carvana. I think Carvana has done a good job. Maybe it's women that work there, share social media, or advertising, or both. Because I don't know how else would I know the answer, right? This is why there's crickets in the live chat. Everybody's like, I don't know. How would we know? I mean, we're totally guessing. Still an interesting, it's a good question. I just don't know the answer. Look at that live chat going crazy with answers.
Really? I'm not showing anything. Are you being smartass?
What?
Never.
That's how I get paid. All right. Here we go.
Oh, my.
The answer is?
Not lizards, but Carvana.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Truckstop.
That's probably because we don't use Truckstop.
Oh, my gosh. And Vance got the answer? That is crazy. Vance posted that text before that chat, before I posted the answer. That is insane. Well done, Vance. I mean, did we just get canceled for that? That's just perfect. Question four. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2015 Ford F-150 from Decatur, Illinois to Raleigh, North Carolina? 425, 640, 845, or 1220?
845.
See, and I underbid on this one too, but I you're probably right. I don't think I got any right. Yeah, I'm actually 0-0. A few people liked that. Okay? Vance is sorry. Sorry, but not sorry. Sorry, not sorry. All right, anybody want to guess on this Ford F-150? Oh, wait. I'm sorry, it's not picking up in Illinois. It's picking up actual pickup Alabama, actual delivery Alaska. So thanks for... And it's still 640, though. It's still 640. You know why? Because AL and AK are near each other in the alphabet. See, that's the... All right, and the answer is, Sue gets it at 845.
Yes. That'll be it, though.
Okay, and thank you. Hey, if you don't already know, you can get the podcast. Put the link in the live chat. Oh, Mikhail got the answer there, too. Crowd's going crazy over that.
How much does it weigh?
Question five. As of December 2021, Carvana employed how many people? 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, or 40,000 people? That's a good question.
I'm just going with 10. The rest sounds... Well, does that mean like in every state? You know how they have Carvanas everywhere?
Oh, man, right? Well, this is, yeah, I mean, this is, it says Carvana employees. Yeah. It's got to be a big number.
And, I mean,
but, well, yeah, 115,
I mean, they have dealerships and...
Let's do it this way. 115 Manheims had 18,000 people.
18,000.
How many Carvanas are there
between? How many Carvanas are there?
Between, well, between offices, vending machines, online. I mean, you've got developers, you've got sales, you've got your flatbed car haulers. Oh my gosh. It's got to be at least 20.
I would have said 10, but
Mikhail's got 10.
Yeah, it's
I went crazy. I said 40.
I think it might be over 10 if we're including.
See, Vance has got 30. You know what I mean? Yeah, see, I bet you 30's close.
I'm going to say 20. I'm going to say 20.
It's probably 20 or 30. But I think it's 30. I go with Vance on this one.
All right. Well, let's
we're going to give you guys a few more minutes to put up a guess. We could play the groovy, what was that stupid theme music we had earlier? Something about a Ferris wheel. All right, going once, going twice. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. It is
10,000. Wow.
I should have kept it by original number, damn it.
Interesting. Fascinating day. I didn't get any right answers. So, thank you so much, Mark at Superflow and Ashley for putting that together. What we always like to post is, what you want to do is on Tuesday nights, when you see the questions, you go to dispatchcenter.com/AskLarry, submit your answers. You can actually win. And then when we do the answers on Thursdays, then you, see, nobody cares. I don't even have to finish sentences around here. Hey, I was a dispatcher once. I had problems. Some would argue. Okay. Here we go. These are real dispatcher problems. Some brokers or shippers just don't have manners at all. Is that true, Sue?
Say that again. I couldn't hear you. It cut you out.
Some brokers or shippers just don't have any manners at all.
True that.
Cooked cat, everybody. Cooked cat.
Cooked cat. Absolutely.
Oh, man. Let's see here. Okay, I think I'm at the end of my list. I'm done with my newsy stuff. If anybody has we have another quarter left. We do. We put 6 quarters in the machine every Thursday. We got another quarter left. If you've got a route scout, you can post it in the live chat. If you got a dispatching question, a brokering question. Sue had information on Tuesday night about workstation setups. Oh my gosh. Dispatching 101. Why don't you, Sue, talk a little bit more about some of that stuff that you shared Thursday night?
So, you know, I hire outside dispatchers that work across the United States. So when I sign them up, I send them out a packet of information, which includes not just about, you know, what to do, how to do it, but also like the best equipment to have as far as computers and like file folders and wall hangers and just things to keep yourself organized and keep yourself flowing where you're not like, oh my God, where'd this paperwork go? Which still happens, but this is an easier way to keep track of it. For example, I have a wall hanger. Each of my drivers have their own like pocket. And every day as we do a load, like if it's a 3-car, 4-car, whatever they are, we staple them for that day. We write Monday on that. So then when we do accounting on Fridays, all you have to do is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and type them in. So it makes life a whole lot easier. We also make a driver form that is just for each driver with all of their information, with every username and password for every company that they are signed up with at that time. We all get a copy of it in the office so that if somebody needs help, they've got the information right there. We also take pictures of them and put them on our phone so that we can, if we're like not in the office or we're at home at night and we need to access an account or something like that, we've got it right there with all the usernames and passwords as well. We also have a list of, like, if you got to renew your guy's insurance certs for the major brokers, I make a list. So all you have to do is send it to the insurance company so they can send out to the major brokers and get them done for you right away. Because as we all know, the major brokers sometimes do not get your stuff processed Cars Arrive is a prime example. It may take you a month to get signed back up because every time you call them to see if they got the insurance cert, they say no, but we're 3 days behind or a week behind. We haven't even looked at all the faxes we've gotten or the emails we've gotten. And so we usually send them repeatedly back to back. And what else? Let's see. Help me out, Jay. What else did I have in that list? I mean, I have the do's and don'ts that help you with, you know, the things you should do, the things you shouldn't do. And you also tell your driver this stuff. I also put in there how much I think you should make, like if your driver is a 3-car, 4-car, 5-car, that kind of thing. What they need to make per day, usually, so that you're making money, they're making money kind of thing. I also have a money map or a map that tells you what states to stay out of, what states you want to, you know, transport through. I also give them out now the new top 12 auto transport load board as well, so that they can sign up their drivers as they can be signed up too. So
yeah, I'm going to bring up
a lot of information.
Some of the images you were talking about, I'm going to bring those up. Let's see here. So we've got, let's see. Can you see that? Let me share my screen. Okay, there we go. So, yep, open.
Oh, open office. Yeah.
Yep, open office 4. Yeah. What is this?
It's free. Yeah. This is my version of MS Works or Microsoft Works, whatever you want to call it, that you have to pay for. Open office is absolutely free. It actually came out for teachers, I guess, way back in the day, but it is basically the same thing. Some of the stuff is a little bit different as far as setting up the formulas and stuff, but it's still pretty basic. If you've used MS Works, you can use it. On top of it, if you are using MS Works and you want to take that, say, spreadsheet and take it to Open Office, it will convert it all. So you can still use Open Office or you could use Microsoft Works. Because I have some of the girls that use Microsoft Works, but I send to them Apache and they can still use everything the same way. So it's kind of cool. It's free. It does everything. I mean, as you can see, that's pretty much what MS Works does too. I mean, you have presentations, you have formulas, you have all of the stuff that you need to do that. And I use this for my invoices. I use it for our accounts receivables every week. And we share them throughout the office by using OneDrive. So like the girls in accounting will set it all up for me for a driver. I just go into OneDrive, grab it, and make sure it's okay, and then send it to the driver after I turn it into a PDF. And that's the other thing you want to do. When you send it to a driver, you want to turn it into a PDF because they usually aren't going to have this kind of information. And the PDF just makes it like it sounds. They can't like change figures or anything. It's just a document. What else do we use?
I just want to say this too, is that what I really love about this Apache OpenOffice 4 is that, so like when I see headlines that Bill and Melinda Gates are, you know, they got the divorce stuff going on and they got to try to figure out who gets which billion to donate from the, because they got so much freaking money, they can't even donate their billions fast enough. And yet I got to pay,
right.
I get a new computer and I got to shell out hundreds of dollars for Microsoft. Really?
Right. Yeah. Yes. Not anymore.
I mean, no, thanks. So thank you so much, Apache OpenOffice. Oh my God.
Absolutely.
And I can't believe that the billionaires haven't shut this down. It still surprises me.
Well,
all right.
I think it's a donation thing, so I don't know if they can.
Yeah, well. And so there you can. Yeah.
When you download it, it says, you know, if you want to donate to us, you can, kind of thing. So.
Really? No, they even said, really? No license fee? Nobody will come knocking at your door?
Nope.
The gazpacho police are not here. Let's see. You went up there. Okay, so I want to share this. Yeah, here's the system. I'm blown away. Even if it's refurbished, even if, like,
yeah,
they ran it through a car wash, it's still amazing how cheap this is.
And that price right there is higher than what I usually pay. I usually pay around $200, $180, so it's gone up. And it goes back and forth, just so you know, it fluctuates. So sometimes you may see it a little bit higher, sometimes you may see it a little bit lower. But they work great. It's a screen system, and that's what you want if you're dispatching. And I buy them for the office, and there's usually a warranty. There you can see right there, 3-year warranty is $33. If anything happens to it, they just send you your money, and I don't even know if I've ever sent the computer back.
Do they? Hey, do they
so
make
I just
laptops?
Go buy another one and have it sent in.
Do you know if they built?
You know, I've never looked for laptops. Man, yeah, I've never.
I really want. I want like a good used laptop. I don't need another desktop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out. Cool, man. That is just amazing to me. No wonder the company pays a nickel an hour.
Like
they got the works
5 years ago.
and then you got the your phone line, right?
Yes. So I use Straight Talk home phone lines. They're 17 with tax. I think it's 17 and change. A lot of people don't realize that Straight Talk has this. It's $50 for the box. You buy it one time. I think I've had to buy. They upgraded like 6 years later, and I had to buy a new box. Okay, so be it. I can do that. But that's what all of our phone lines are. It uses internet, but not your internet. It uses Straight Talk's towers. So it's not running off of your internet, using up your speeds or anything like that. They work fine. You just, you know, you get on the phone after you hook it up and you have a phone line. You can choose your own phone line as far as if you want it a certain area code, which is why we have a bat phone with a totally different area code, so that people, when we're trying to get a load and they're saying no on one line, we're calling on the bat phone on the other line, asking them for the same amount, so they eventually cave. So, that's why we have different phone numbers and stuff. So, but I mean, and honestly, you can switch your, like I had my phone line, both my phone lines, my accounting line and my main phone line, I've had it for almost 20 years. And I was with CenturyLink, which is our local place, and we were paying $300 a month for that. You get to transfer your phone line, too. So you don't lose whatever you had. You literally transfer whatever phone line you want into the Straight Talk. So that's awesome, too.
That is awesome. I'm going to put a link in the this is for kicking up dust. Talking about, I got a three-car wedgie and a Ram. Thoughts on putting a driver in Texas to Texas. Let's have Sue talk about it, and then let's do it again tomorrow. Sue.
Okay. So I don't do local because usually Texas to Texas, like, for example, let's go Houston to Dallas. $100, $150. Is it worth it to drive around Houston, to drive around Dallas for that? No. Now, sometimes from Dallas down to Houston, you get paid better. But it's... it's just a lot of work for, to me, a little bit of money. Even if you're getting paid $200 a car in Dallas, everybody knows how bad Dallas traffic is and how bad Houston traffic is. If you were doing it, I would do Austin or San Antonio. It would be a little bit easier, but then you're going to not find loads going back up that way. You can also run like El Paso to Houston, which is a lot of miles. And they don't usually, they'll pay one way good, but the other way sucks. Like El Paso to, say, Dallas, I think they only run like $250, $300 a car. So I do not do it because to me, it's not worth it. I mean, you all know that I say that usually a tow truck driver would get paid more than that to do that run. I mean, $150, even local. Like if we were looking at Florida local, what are they, $50, $75? Tow truck driver gets paid more than that. So why should you do it, you know? I mean, that's just my opinion on it. But there's a lot of drivers that do this on Texas run.
So I'm going to jump in and say, and now that I think is if you're just going to work 100% off the load board, I think that's kind of what you're facing. Now, if you can build a business and find customers, now you're in a better position. You can still use the load boards to keep the trailer full. But this idea is a better idea if you have your own customers, because now you're bringing in more money and now you've got a reason to put a driver in a truck because you're building a business. And that's what we talk about tomorrow.
We'll talk to Ty
on
about
Cars
that.
On the Move. So please do join us tomorrow on Cars on the Move on that one. But it's a great thing. A lot of people are thinking that because this is what one of the things Ty was just talking about this Friday. Build a business that you can sell. Now, that doesn't mean you have to sell it, but build a business that you could sell. Because if you're not building a business that you can sell, you may not be building a business.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is, I mean, this is Shark Tank talk, but this is what we all look at, the super rich with the super yachts and the, you know, the Megazords. How did they get that way? Because they thought this way.
Right.
What do we got here, Sue? Company name, load boards-ish?
That was my driver. That's my driver form for each driver, where we put all of their information on there. So it's basically, instead of having to pull open and grab this, that, and the other, you have the front cover page and everything's right there for you. Like all their usernames, all their passwords, how they like to get paid, their banking information, their insurance information, their cargo, their deductibles, you know, anything that we could possibly be asked while we're on the phone talking to a broker, that all that information is usually right there at your fingertips.
Passport number.
No, not that.
driver profile, yeah. And if you're an owner operator or an owner, you have your driver files, which you actually have to have according to the DOT, FMCSA, etc. We talked about that on Wednesdays on DOT compliance. Oh, hey, do you know what we did Wednesday with Brian? Oh man, we hit a nerve. We did trucker drug testing.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, nobody wants to talk about truckers and drugs, right? In fact, that's what I should have called the show, Truckers and Drugs. Link is in the live chat. Because the thing is, the people that really hate drugs, the war on drugs lovers, love to talk about how, like, truckers are always on acid or whatever. I don't know. But that there's this serious, like, trucker drug use problem, you know, like...
If not, we're taking Georgia.
She's still working? So anyways, look at that. I mentioned truckers and drugs, and the views go down. Anyways, that's what we did Wednesday. You got your invoices. Again, you do all this with Open Apache?
Yes. Yeah, this is my invoice. That's awesome. My accounts receivable. They get one every Friday or Saturday, just depending on how late we're here on Friday nights. Accounts receivable is, you got the date, the name of the broker, and the by info, that means if it's going to be a, what date it's being sent out, if it's a check or an ACH, that kind of thing.
And then you use, you've got the file cabinets, because you have paperwork. You have paperwork in your office, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
And I'm just going to be more direct. Sue, you have human beings and paperwork in your office today. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
No AIs.
Right, no AIs. But you do use to manage your inventory, loads, TMS, CRM, mobile app. You use Super Dispatch?
We use Super Dispatch for all the drivers, and that's where all the loads go. They can look at it every week, what they've made, if they wanted to. We don't do that because we provide it for them. I will tell you that at the end of the year, that's a handy dandy thing, because you can print everything, the total that you made for the whole year or by the month. Remember when that transporter I had got bad fuel at that place down, I believe it was in Florida or Louisiana. Remember him?
Oh yeah.
Got bad fuel it was like $4,500. So for them to get paid back from insurance, they had to prove how much they were making. So all I had to do was go to Super Dispatch and pull by the month for that driver particular, because it goes by driver, and send it to the insurance company, and then they had all their information and paid them. So it is handy to keep track of everything. Before, we used to have to give our totals to the drivers every year at the end of the year, which was a real pain in the butt. So.
You don't have, you don't have in your dispatch office one of those giant metal, like, picks that you put the fries are up, and you put the bill on the thing, and then at the end of the year you go in the back room and there's all these stacks of paper on metal picks. You don't do that?
Well, I will say, you go in my back room, which is my bathroom, it's also my storage. We do have racks, but I only keep stuff for 6 months, and then they go, guess where? In the big dumpster outside, because I only keep it for 6 months, because everything is on Super Dispatch, so if I really need something, I can go grab it. but I do have stacks of paperwork.
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Well, this has been a barrel of kicks. And Central Ferris Wheel might be the name of this show. So when do you have your meeting? When is your meeting? Next week?
Next Wednesday.
Oh, so a day before the show.
So everybody has... Wow. Yes, yeah, so everybody has a week to come up with the best name ever. And we get to choose next week. How's that?
Wow.
Send us emails.
Well,
send us emails.
Because if you don't, we're going to go with... What's it called? What did he do? CD. What? It's going to be called...
It's up a little ways.
I can't remember where he put it.
Hang on. I'm trying to find it. Cockamamie Distrusted.
Cockamamie Distrusted. Yeah. You know what I like about that, too, is that, like... That's one of those company names. Oh, best company name ever was that... There was that Russian guy. Did I just get canceled? He was from Russia. And the name of the company was... This gets into the Trump and Russia thing and Hillary's emails and whatever. His company name, actual company name, Fraud Guarantee. That's right, Fraud Guarantee. Actual company name. That is the best company name I've ever heard of. I'm surprised he wasn't an auto transport broker. Now that's just... I want to thank everybody so much for jumping in the live chat today. Thank you guys so much. Saying hello, sharing information. There is no way you can watch a 90-minute dispatching live and come away with nothing. That is...
You gotta be kidding me. That's 3 gallons of bullshit and a 2-gallon bucket.
First time used today, by the way. Sue, thank you so much. I know you're busy. And I really do appreciate it. I know everybody does as well. If you missed the show live, watch it on demand. Get the podcast, share it with your friends. Don't forget to leave a like. Try the veal. We'll be here all week. Did I miss anything?
No, I think that pretty much sums it up.
That sums it up. All right, Sue. Well, thank you so much. And watch out for that weather out there.
Yeah. For all sure. Right. We're about to get hit with snow or ice something here pretty shortly. My kid just came home early, so I know it's coming in.
Well, so. Yeah, schools were canceled today. Libraries were closed.
Yep.
yep. But it's supposed to... I think it'll all be melted like Friday night. Something like that.
Probably.
Something crazy.
Back to 60-degree
yeah,
weather.
We'll be back to 60, and, so. And then we'll catch on fire. It'll be Mars in about a month. No problem. So, all right. Well, listen... Murphy Auto Transport Services, what do we say at the end of every show?
Goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, Sue. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Take care, and join us tomorrow on Cars on the Move.